السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, today we are going to continue the letters of the tongue. Previously, we had discussed three sections of the tongue: the very back part of the tongue, the middle part, and the edge of the tongue. In the back of the tongue, we had letter qaf and kaf. The middle part of the tongue, which is basically the top part of the tongue, we had letter sheen, jim, and ya. Now, coming to the edge or the sides of the tongue, we have two letters. Those are letter sad and letter lam. So we have already covered these. Today we are going to cover the fourth section of the tongue, which is the tip of the tongue. And there are 11 alphabets that are in different parts from the tip of the tongue. So please make note of it. The first letter we will discuss is the letter noon. The letter noon is pronounced by joining the tip of the tongue to the base of the upper incisors. That means you take the tip of the tongue and stick it to the back part of the front two teeth. Okay, so if you say N, everybody say N, and you can feel that the tip of the tongue is touching a certain part of your teeth, okay, right next to the gums. So this is for the letter noon. Now, very close to the sound of the letter noon is the sound of the letter ra. Okay, so for ra, you're also going to use the tip of the tongue, but in addition, you will also use the top part of the tongue. And if you say the sound r, you can feel that. Okay, so N and R. So make sure that you understand that only the tip is being used for letter noon, and the tip as well as the top part of the tongue is used for the letter ra. Also, when you say the letter ra, the tongue does not completely touch the mouth because it just comes back again. Next, there's a set of three letters. And these letters are ta, dal, and ta. Now, all three of them use the same part of the tongue, which is the top portion of the tip of the tongue. Okay, so mind it. The top portion of the tip of the tongue, and this is going to connect with the base or the root of the two top incisors. Okay. So the front two teeth go up to the base of that two teeth and then join the top portion of the tip of the tongue. Say ta, ta, and feel it. Dal. So we are using the top part of the tip of the tongue. Dal, ta. Okay, so these three share the same area. Next is a set of another three letters. Okay, these will be letter zal, seen, and sod. The only difference of these three letters to the previous three is that there's going to be a slight space. Okay, when you say zal, see that it is not completely touching the base of the teeth. Okay, so they are using the top portion of the tip of the tongue, and you are not completely connecting to the base. So you have letter zal, seen, sod. Then comes the last three, letter va, val, and fa. All three letters use the tip as well as the top of the tongue, but now they're joining the bottom edge of the front two teeth. Okay, So you have va, slightly protruding. The tip of the tongue is slightly coming out. Vel, same thing. And fe. So from the tip of the tongue, we have a total of 11 alphabets. There was first noon and ra. Then we have a set of three, ta, dal, ta. Then another set of three, zal, sin, sod. And the last set of three, va, vel, and fe. So to summarize the letters that come from the tongue, there were four parts to the tongue. The very back part of the tongue, we had that are qaf and kaf. In the middle part, we had sheen, jim, ya. On the side or edge of the tongue, we had letter sod, as well as the letter lam. And on the tip of the tongue, we have 11 letters that we just went through. The next part of the makhraj is the lips. Okay, from the lips, there comes four alphabets. By bringing together the two lips, you formulate three alphabets. The letter ba, mim, and waw. So they are just coming right from the lips. The letter fa, to say fa, you feel that you are bringing the lower edge of the upper teeth to the inside of the lower lip. Okay, so the upper teeth is coming here, fa, and you are touching the lower lip, fa. But ba, mim, wow, you don't use your teeth at all. And the last section was the nasal cavity. There is no particular letter that comes from the nasal cavity, but it is the quality of the sound called ghunna. And this ghunna is related to only two letters, letter noon and letter mim. In tajweed, we hold these two sounds and then it comes through a prolonged nasal sound it makes. And that is a continuous sound, okay? Like sometimes we say humming, okay? Or a nasal sound. But this is not any alphabet. This is just the quality of the noon and the mim when they'll be coming out through the nose. So this concludes the series where we understood where the letters are coming from. And every letter has got specific characteristics. And those are other lectures that we can cover, inshallah. But just to know where the letter comes from, it helps you when you're trying to figure out, when you have difficulty with any particular sound, then use this as a reference, inshallah. Anything that I've said in the lecture that's good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I've made any mistakes, it's from my own self. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.